Good afternoon. I'm 13 o'clock news anchor man Reed Page, reporting live from Washington, D.C. at the historic inauguration of President Barack Hussein Obama. The air is frigid, but the forecast calls for change. Millions have gathered here on the National Mall, and you can literally see the breath of history in the air. With me is ex-mobster turned underworld media pundit Frankie Goldchains.
I'm freezing my inaugural balls off here.
The atmosphere here is pulsating with hope. There's enough electricity in the air to power a global village of elite liberal media trailers. We are poised on the precipice of history, about to trade a president who launched an unnecessary war, sandbagged our Constitution, and nuked the economy for a man we've chosen to resuscitate a stricken America. Frankie, give us your reaction to this historic occasion.
Man, I hate crowds. I had to scalp a ticket off the internet. Cost me $1,200. Had to park the caddy in frickin' Virginia. 2 million people packed like sardines to hear a guy repeat a few words while filling up the Bible. Bush swore he'd defend the Constitution, right?
Yes, he did. Twice, in fact.
And how'd that work out, huh? Presidential oaf.
Not very well, some would argue. A new poll says the number of people who want to punch President Bush in the face has risen to 81%.
Exactly. Hey, sure, Obama's a swell guy, but for a man with a $1 trillion stimulus, you'd think he could spring for a few more porta potties. Hey, stovepipe hat, down in front.
Yes, it's a veritable Obama-palooza out here. I believe I just saw Aretha Franklin crowd surfing toward the main stage. It's like a Barack concert, only the t-shirts all cost $200.
Yeah, and where's the freaking beer tent? Hey, Pelosi, show us your filibusters!
Frankie, here's Al Gore trying to squeeze his way through the crowd. Mr. Gore!
Hey, easy on the elbows there, Tennessee tuxedo, or you'll be swimming with the polar bears.
Calm down, Frankie. Nobody's getting ice capped today. This event is about hope and change.
That greenhouse gas bag better hope I don't change its freaking face.
I'm not sure I should point this out, but isn't that Ann Coulter over there berating Maya Angelou?
Coulter? Ooh, that hatchet-faced hose clamp? Yeesh, that dude gives me the willies.
And hey, isn't that Pastor Rick Warren coming out of the bushes with the San Francisco Boys Choir?
Yeah, I didn't think he rolled that way.
Excuse me, Frankie. I'm going to try to grab a word with Sarah Palin. Governor Palin, who are you wearing?
Actually, this is from my own new clothing line.
Really?
You betcha. I field-dressed Harry Reid and made him into this swell pantsuit.
Thank you, Governor Palin.
I did that.
I appreciate your time.
Hey, Paige, what time's your mama go on?
You must mean internationally renowned cellist Yo-Yo Ma.
Yeah, whatever. Hey, any George Bush fans in the crowd?
Absolutely everything about Inauguration Day is presidential, even the lineup of celebrities. Look, there's Denzel Washington. Off to the left is Samuel L. Jackson and Owen Wilson. And if I'm not mistaken, isn't that Chester B. Arthur?
Ooh, that dude gives me the creeps too.
Frankie, I'm told Obama will take the oath with his right hand on a Bible once owned by the great Abraham Lincoln.
Lincoln, wasn't he that guy that said, speak softly and carry a big frickin' log?
Okay, sure. We're going to take a quick break, but when we return, we'll interview a Kentucky conspiracy theorist who swears Obama was born in a log cabin in Kenya. Reporting live from Washington for Game On, I'm John Brenneman with today's Satire Report.